You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I'm going to ask you if a quirk of mine is a quirk or if it's just so common that it shouldn't be counted as a quirk. Because Gretchen thinks that I'm a big weirdo because of it. So when you get out of a car and you hit the little remote lock thing, first of all, what is with some of these cars programming their lock thing so that when you do it, this giant horn blast goes off? I've driven a ton of cars for reviews, and you go to lock them, and it's like, bah! It's a huge honk. You got to get that disconnected. You can't keep doing that. With the car I have right now, it's just a very subtle click sound, and the lights will flash once. So it's very silent, but
okay.
You see the
boom.
But you can hear the click.
You know it's
you
locked.
Know it's locked.
Okay.
And yet, I can't hit the lock just one time.
Oh, yeah, you're lock guy. Lock.
I'm
lock,
a multiple, lock. Usually two. Every once in a while, I'll get a few feet away, and I'll turn back, and I'll a third time, and I'll hit it. And Gretchen, this last time I did this, I guess it was just two. She's never said a word. She's like, I got to ask you, why do you always hit the lock more than once? And I said, I don't know. Maybe it's just a nervous thing about leaving my car unlocked. Mm-hmm. She goes, but you hear it click and you see the lights flash. You know it has locked.
You're like, logically, I get it. It's
but
locked.
But I am a multiple clicker.
Yeah, I think that's fairly common.
Is that common?
I think it's common. I mean, I do it multiple times with my truck when I pull into this radio station in the morning and I'm like the only one in the parking lot and I'm beeping it, you know, eight times before I get to the door. It's like, obviously, I know it's locked, but I don't know what that is.
Okay, so
I've even unlocked it and relocked it before.
I haven't done, well, maybe I have done that. I don't remember. But here's the thing that drives myself crazy, is that I know, you know the way I am with my rational, logical way of thinking. I know it's stupid, and I know it's unnecessary. And I do it anyway.
But you just keep doing it. It's just it's a quirk. And now you can never give it up.
It's not like I have a lot of OCD tendencies or anything like that, but that is
That's just your thing.
That's one of them. I'm a multiple clicker. I'm an MC.
You know when you're going into the mall that Dom's car is going to be locked.
That SOB is locked.
Multiple times.
In fact, maybe I do it 2 to 3 times because that adds an extra layer of lockage to it.
It's extra protection. Absolutely.
Extra layer. So like a criminal, even if a criminal had like one of those Slim Jims or whatever, they're not getting
not
in.
Not at all. Not at all.
Well, a lot of texts are coming in with people saying that they are the same way.
Yeah, I feel like that one's
Nicole says,
common.
I've been known to push my lock button at least 5 times just to be on the safe side.
And I know when I do it like early in the morning, I'm like, I'm wondering like, is somebody still somewhere out in the bushes watching me, you know, and they know now, oh, well, that car is locked. They know for sure that they're not going to be jacking with it. That's stupid.
Jill says, maybe you hit lock multiple times because it takes 2 clicks to unlock? No. My car, the unlock is just one button.
You got it set for
now,
all 4 doors?
Multiple times if you want to do all the doors. But I think, at least some cars I've driven. Madeline says, I'm a multiple clicker. Nancy says, 3-time clicker every time.
People be clicking, man.
Okay, look, I just want to say thank you. And I'm going to take a bunch of these, and I'm going to text it to Gretchen and tell her to shut up.
Shut your mouth.
What about you? What's your quirk?
Well, my quirk is if I have a down pillow in front of me or any sort of down comforter, you know, occasionally the little ends of the feathers kind of start poking through. You get the little pokies.
Right.
I like to grab the little pokies and pull them out super slow and watch the feather expand as it comes out of the pillow. Or
it's
the blanket.
Like artwork.
So, like, if we're sitting there watching a movie or something and we've got the down pillow, throw pillows on the couch, by the end of the movie, there's a little pile of feathers next to me because I'm just sitting there pulling them out. I like the way it looks. I like the way it feels.
It almost looks like seems like a slow motion piece of film artwork.
Yeah, you know, like it's just
the moth coming out of the cocoon and its wings opening up.
And I get excited if I lay down on the couch or if I move the pillow and I feel the little poke coming through on you. I grab it. I'm like, all right, now's my chance to pull one of these feathers out.
Let me ask you, have you ever done? Because I've done that, but let me ask you this: have you ever? Do you ever feel those coming out and then try to push them back in?
No, I got to pull them out. But the nice thing with our pillows is there's a zipper at the bottom of them, so I can take that pile and shove them back in for next time, for my next pillow adventure on the couch. It's really good.
The poor thing wants to be free, and I'm shoving it back in. Oh, no,
get back in the pillow. Because if I didn't, the next thing you know, we'd just have flat pillows everywhere in the house because I had pulled all the feathers out. So that's my quirk.
Oh, well, you know, back in the day, one click would lock the door, and then the second would arm the... Yeah, I know all that, and I know one click does everything. I still have the neurotic habit of hitting it multiple times. So
you're quirky.
I know all of the weird things from the past, but we want to know your quirk. Before, I know you've got several.
Got a bunch, man. These are funny.
Let me read this one from Karen first, though, because she goes, "I have the dumbest quirk." She says, "I need to be sure I unplug my hair straightener, so after I unplug it, I will clap my hands 5 times so I can remember I unplugged it.
If I don't remember
clapping, I have to go back and check that I unplugged it."
Who's that from?
It's from Karen.
Karen, I don't know how many times I have turned the car around leaving somewhere because Nicole has said, "Oh my God, did I unplug the hair straightener?"
There you go.
Multiple times. So I love this idea.
She claps 5 times. Here's the funny. She says at the end of her note, she goes, "The part that makes it so dumb is that it will automatically shut off after a certain amount of time, but yeah. I don't trust it."
I'm like that with the toaster and the coffee pot, all that. It's like, do you trust that it'll shut off? I'm like this with the garage door. When I leave in the morning, I say, "Garage down," out loud, so I know that I close the garage door before I drive away. So I'm down with the hand clap. I'm going to tell Nick Nack to do this.
If she doesn't remember hand clapping, she didn't do it.
She's like, friends. A ton of very funny texts coming in. Jill says, "Boys, I burn a lot of candles in my house, and after I blow them out and the wax starts to cool, I love poking my fingers down in the wax a few times. I like the way it feels." So if you go to Jill's house, there's a bunch of little fingerprints in her candles. Ben says, "I love the smell of the weekly ads and coupons that come in the mail. Mm-hmm. It's even better if they've been out there on a hot day. I love the way the ink and paper smell."
So he's huffing his mailbox, man.
He's huffing his mail when it comes in. I like Nancy. She says, "I do go out and order McDonald's filet of fishes from time to time. I sit in the car and I eat all the breading off of it first, and then I eat the fish last." So she picks the breading off.
When I was a kid, I used to eat all the chocolate off of a Three Musketeers bar, and then eat the nugget.
You're a nugget.
Yeah. Valerie says, "Fellow multiple clicker here, but my husband got auto start installed in my car as a Christmas present. They programmed it to start on the third click." She says, "The amount of times I've started my car when I'm already halfway across the parking lot."
Yeah, then you got to go back and start all over. Unlock, lock. John says, "Boys, I constantly try to balance switches between the on and off positions in my house." I don't like that at all, because if you do that, you get that zapping sound in there.
Wait a minute, what was that again?
He balances the on and off switch in the middle. He likes to have them all sitting in the middle. I feel like that's a fire hazard at some point, John.
That's funny, though. Because
you get that zappy sound when you do that.
Okay, the closest thing I've got to that is we have in the dining room, it's one of those two switch things, so it's on two different walls. And I have to have one of them, the same one, always be the up for on and the down for off, where Gretchen doesn't give one rat's you know what.
Right.
And so I'll walk in, and the one that I always want to be the up-down one is reversed. Like, it's on, but the switch is down.
Right.
I'm like, I can't handle that. Somebody once told me the one way to get around that is the other switch you should install upside down.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
But wouldn't it still catch up at some point that it would be off?
I would just move, honestly, at that point. I have two more, Molly and Bailey. Molly says, "Boys, I don't put salad dressing on my salad. I have to have a little bowl next to my salad where I just dip each bite.
She's
That's
a dunker.
My quirk. And then Bailey said, here's my quirk. I have to keep the shower curtain open when I'm in the bathroom. I want to make sure nobody is hiding behind it, although there has never, ever been anybody hiding behind it. And that's from Bailey.
That's so good.
It's good.
Stephanie says, I constantly forget my hair appliances, too. Being plugged in is what she's talking
about.
She says, so I have a smart outlet that is specifically for this. It's geo-tethered for when I leave my house.
Oh, that's
so neat. Her hair straightener or blow dryer, hair curler, whatever she's got, is in a switch, a plug, that when she leaves the house, it automatically kills the power.
That's smart. That's good. I like that.
Huh.
Carla says, boys, I send the panda emoji at the end of any text with my husband. I did it once by mistake a few years ago, and now it's become my quirk, my thing that I can't stop doing.
Yeah.
So a little panda face now at the end of every text. That would get old.
Kate says, when locking the door, we say out loud, door locked, confirm. This helps us know that it's been done. It really helps. So I read that, what was the book? Atomic Habits, which I highly recommend. In fact, it's one of the Dom Book Club selections for this month. And I just finished it a few weeks ago. And it's got a thing in there about how the Japanese took over the electronics market by upping their productivity and the quality and all that. But the part about it was that they have this thing called point and say or something. And it's the silliest thing. Like if they're going to do a task, they point at it and say, you know, close drawer, rather than just closing the drawer. And they say that little tip like upped productivity by something like 30%. It cut out the number of mistakes. Can you imagine if in your life, like you talked about, Jer, that you say out loud, close garage door. That's the same thing almost as the point and speak method. It's lodging it in your brain. But if we had to do that for everything we do, close refrigerator, turn off light, arm alarm, lock door.
Traffic next.
Right.
Or no, we're going to do Post Malone. Post Malone next.